Well, 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 you scallywags. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Oh, dear. Don't tell me you lot of ruffians have forgot about me already. Maybe this will jog those rum-addled memories of yours. Three little children, a boy with a teddy bear, a lad with a top hat and umbrella, and a brave young woman in a baby blue nightgown beat the stuffing out of the lot of you. A girl you bilge rats forced to walk the plank? No? Nothing? Well, I never. Come on, it's me. Wendy, Moira, Angela, darling. Oh, now you remember, don't you? Yes, yes, that's right. I've grown up, haven't I? Windy Mother, I used to be called here. But I'm not here to coddle you, or those silly little lost boys anymore. For far too long, both Captain Hook and Peter Pan have caused no end of trouble with their incessant squabbling, and after using my daughter as a pawn in their stupid little games, well, I've had about enough. This quarrel has gone too far, and if no one else will stop it, then I will. Oh, you think you can take me? Well, how about this? You, big man, you seem to be the toughest tarbeard aboard. Well, go ahead then. Try to cut me down, if you can. Ha! Was he the best of you pitiful sea dogs? Surprised that I whipped his hide so swiftly? One girl is worth more than 20 boys. And one angry woman is worth more than 50 weak, pathetic cowards like you. Who said that? Hmm? Who here's got a big pair of anchors after I laid your best man out in 2 seconds flat? Go on. Step forward. You there. Don't you dare try to hide from me now, boy. I know it was you. Who are you? A little young and scrawny to be a pirate, aren't you, little man? Oh, the new cabin boy, are you? Well, I'm dreadfully sorry to inform you that no, your precious Captain Hook won't be coming to save you all. You see, I've made some arrangements with a certain rather large and angry crocodile who's been quite eager to get her claws in him for some time. I expect by now she's well into chewing his ass out. Oh my, no. Peter had nothing to do with this. In fact, he's a little tied up himself right now. A little fairy, an Indian princess, and I made a deal. I'm afraid the boy who never grows up will be becoming a man today, whether he likes it or not. He's probably puffing on her fat peace pipe right about now, and I'm sure Tinkerbell will be nailing his shadow to him. So, with those two dunderheads out of the way, that just left the Lost Boys and you lot, and I've already taken care of those little boys. Hmm? What am I going to do with you? Well, I had just planned to beat the tar out of you all, but after thinking a little bit, I've decided I'd like to blow off some steam with you instead. You, cabin boy, get your backside up here. You're as good at place as any to start. Don't worry, boy, I'm not going to kill you. But I can't promise this won't hurt a bit. Now, before I keelhaul you instead, or would you prefer I use my steel on you, kid? Kneel down in front of me. Now. Good lad. Now lift up my skirt so you and the rest of your crew can take a look at my captain's log. What's wrong, cabin boy? Surprised by the cannon and grape shot down there? A little gift from the fairy folk. Well, maybe little isn't the right word. All it took was some faith and trust and a little bit of pixie dust to grow this monster cock. Nothing but a bunch of yellow-bellied codfish. Those crewmates of yours look like only a handful were brave enough to stick around. Trust me, kid. Staying on board was the better option. You hear that? Dear me, listen to those screams. The cowards who fled are at the mercy of the mermaids now, and unfortunately for them, the merfolk are in Ostris right now. I'm sure big, strapping pirates like them can hold their breath for a good while, but I wonder if they'll be able to survive a week as they're mated over and over at the Mermaid's Lagoon. Accept it. You can't beat me. And there's nowhere for you and your friends to run, cabin boy. Better you just follow Windy Mother's orders. Now pick it up, lad. Better use both hands. Hop to it now. Or would you prefer I take my sword to you after all? That's what I thought. Well, what are you waiting for? Start polishing that mizzenmast. There you go. Grip my fat oar firmly now, and give it some nice, deep strokes. Oh, you feel me getting harder, cabin boy? Better brace yourself. It's only gonna get bigger. Oh, my word. Such clever hands for a lowly cabin boy. Is this really the first time you've done this, Dear me. Look at that blushing face. Have you been taking care of your crewmates below decks? Speak up. That's hard to believe. You've a deft hand at polishing wood. A real natural. That's good. I'm at full sail now. Look at that. Longer than your forearm, and your fingers don't even come close to wrapping around its haft. Now, put me in your mouth. Don't make me repeat myself again, you pirate scum. Put my girl cock in your mouth and start sucking, or I'll make you wish those mermaids had gotten to you. Oh, and if I feel you bite down, even for a moment, your head will be the next thing to fall overboard, separate from your body. Oh, that mouth feels so warm and eager for me. It was watering as soon as you say what, my surprise. Don't be shy now, cabin boy. Start working that mouth. Quick, smart, or overboard you'll go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you really are a natural. Those plump lips of yours stretch out beautifully around me. Oh, use your tongue too, you harlot. Give my dick 40 lashes. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Good lad. Oh, let's get that in a little deeper now. No, shh, don't struggle. It's all right to be scared, but this cock is going to stretch out that gullet like nothing you've ever felt before, whether you want it or not. Here, I'll help you. Just let me hold either side of your head like this, and faint hearts never won, fair lady, cabin slut. Now take a deep breath and open wide. Oh, that's it. That's good, cabin boy. Oh, my. I can already see that tight little throat bulging out as I sheath my pork sword in your throat. Oh, yes. Keep going. That's right. Almost halfway now. Shh, shh, shh. Hit my thighs all you want, kid. I'm not stopping. Almost. Almost. There we are. How does it feel, boy, having your throat stretched out by a ship's mast? Can you feel my hot cannonballs pressing up against your chin? Keep it down, lad. Hold it in. Sailors can hold their breath for a long while, right? Really? Going purple already? Fine. What a pitiful excuse for a pirate. Can't even hold your breath for more than a minute. Well, if I can't sheathe myself in your throat, then I'll just have to sheathe myself somewhere else. What? You thought a little quick spit shine was going to be punishment enough? You ruffians kidnapped my daughter, for goodness sake. I'll decide when you've had enough. Now come here. Well, you certainly have been hiding a gorgeous prize down there, haven't you? Full, smooth, and round. Get that face on the deck and lift that rump, boy. Ooh, these cheeks are so soft. My hands are practically sinking in. Quit that sniveling, kid. Spread those pillowy cheeks for me. It's time I plunder that booty. Of course it'll fit. How do you think I stuffed it all down your throat? It's a magical girl cock, fool boy. Now quit stalling and bite down on something. To be fucked is an awfully big adventure. Especially with me, cabin boy. Ooh, yes. This ass is even better than your throat. So hot and moist. Talk about peg legs, boy. You sure you've never been pegged by any of your friends? This thick ass swallows dick like a tavern horse. Look at that. It sank down faster than a sinking ship. I've already buried my treasure all the way in this gorgeous asshole. But don't think I'm gonna take it easy like I did with your throat. You're in for some rough seas, kiddo. That's it. Boy, feel free to cry. Feel free to fight and struggle. It just makes it that much more satisfying as I take you in front of your crewmates. Oh my. First you're screaming and crying, and suddenly you're moaning like a wanton whore. Am I hitting some nice place deep inside you? Ah! Every thrust and your groans just fill the air. Your eyes already rolling up in your head. Your tongue is lolling out of your gaping mouth. You're not a pirate anymore, cabin boy. You're a bitch. Let all your friends know how it feels to lose to Wendy's fat mommy cock. That's for causing so much trouble. That's for kidnapping my daughter. That's for back-talking me. And that's just because I feel like it. Oh, I can feel you spasming on my cock, bitch boy. You're making a mess all over the deck coming like that. Oh, I'm right behind you, though. Can you feel my big balls crushing yours as I hilt myself? Ah, oh, they're ready to shoot a big load of fairy cream into that fat ass. Oh, yeah. Here it comes, bitch boy. Take your punishment. Looks like he passed out. Let me just slide that out. Well, alrighty, mates. Who's next in line for Windy Mother's punishment?